welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, and I hope you will learn from the discussion on seasonal allergies. I'm Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host. My first guest is Dr. Ellen Stillerman, who grew up in South Africa and graduated from the University of Witwatersrand Medical School in Johannesburg and came to the United States in 1977, where he completed his internship and residency in pediatrics and fellowships in allergy and clinical immunology, pediatric pulmonary disease, and pediatric clinical pharmacology. He joined the Allergy and Asthma Specialists, PA, in 1998. He is board certified by the American Board of Allergy and Immunology and board certified by the American Board of Pediatrics. He is a fellow of the American Academy of Allergies, Asthma, and Immunology, a fellow in the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology, a member of the American Thoracic Society, and a member of the American Academy of Pediatrics. He is an adjunct assistant professor of medicine at the University of Minnesota and Department of Medical Division of Pulmonary Allergy and Critical Care, and frequently instructs medical students and residents on clinical management of asthma and allergy diseases. He also lectures extensively both regionally and nationally in the fields of asthma, food allergy, anaphylaxis, and allergy rhinoconjunctivitis. He serves on an advisory board of pharmaceutical companies on these conditions. Dr. Stillerman conducts research at the Clinical Research Institute Incorporated of Minneapolis and Plymouth as a principal investigator in the fields of asthma and clinical rhinoconjunctivitis. He is a medical advisor to the Board of Anaphylaxis and Food Allergies Associations of Minnesota and has testified in the Minnesota Senate and House of Representatives. Dr. Stillerman received the Minnesota St. Paul Magazine Top Doctor Award in the field of allergy and clinical immunology. More information is available at http://www.allergydocs.com/Ellen Stillerman, MD. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Ellen, and I look forward to hearing natural ways to deal with allergies.
Good to be here.
Thank you. First, Ellen, how do people know when they are suffering from allergies?
Well, typically they would experience the symptoms characteristic of allergies, and those would be the environmental allergies I'm focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
They would be itchy red and watery eyes, itchy runny nose from the front, as well as dripping down the back, which we call post-nasal drip, leading to clearing of their throat, and a lot of sniffling and stuffy nose. And if the patient also has asthma, then those same aeroallergies can trigger their lung symptoms, which include coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath.
Mm-hmm.
With these symptoms, on presenting them, these typical symptoms to their healthcare provider, they would also notice that these symptoms were most pronounced when they were around provocative triggers.
Mm-hmm.
So for the seasonal allergies, if they walked outside and they started sneezing, became sniffling and itching of the eyes and nose, that would be suspicious. For the indoor aeroallergens, if they were sweeping or around cats or dogs, that would be suspicious.
Mm-hmm. So what then triggers specifically the allergies?
Well, focusing on the environmental or aero allergies, we divide these into the seasonal outdoor allergens, which include the pollens of trees, grass, weeds, as well as molds. and the indoor or perennial aeroallergens, which include dust mites, danders of cats and dogs, indoor molds, and cockroaches.
And then what are the areas in the home where allergens are most prevalent?
Well, there are numerous potential problematic areas, but the most problematic for most patients is the bedroom, where there's the greatest source of allergens in the home. And in the bedroom, the most problematic surface is the bed, where patients spend a third of their lives, on average, 8 hours a day, sleeping with their eyes and their nose exposed to the dust mite, cat or dog allergen, as the problem may be.
A lot of people, when they have allergies, they will start with the decongestants and the antihistamines or prescribed medications to treat the symptoms, but more and more people are interested in natural ways of dealing with allergy symptoms. Can you tell us about some of these natural solutions for allergies?
Well, sure. There are four general principles of allergy management, and the first is to identify what the problematic trigger or triggers are, so that you can avoid them. So key in all allergy management is identification of the trigger for that individual and avoidance and education and monitoring. And in the avoidance then, one doesn't implement the above-mentioned medications that you alluded to, and so one can emphasize such measures. And the Pure Zone HIPAA sleep system is one such system that offers patients suffering from allergic rhinitis a good nighttime of relief. And users are able, and proven in our clinical study, to be able to sleep peacefully during the night and then also be more alert and productive with improved quality of life the next day. There also are other measures that one can take to decrease exposure to allergens that do not include medications. One can wash the bedding at 130 degrees Fahrenheit to kill mites every week or every other week. One can include removal of soft surfaces where there are reservoirs of dust mites. If one has a cat or a dog allergy, the allergist may recommend removal of the pet from the home, but that's often difficult to do. So sometimes we compromise with avoidance of the pet from the bedroom, etc. For aero outdoor allergens during the seasons, we recommend keeping the windows closed and liberal use of air conditioning. Also, if patients come in from spending a lot of time outdoors, they may want to wash their hair and their clothing before settling down for the night so that they have less allergen from the hair placed on the pillow, etc.
You mentioned the Pure Zone HIPAA sleep system.
Yes.
Can you tell us what this is and how it works?
Sure. Well, HIPAA system stands for High Efficiency Particle Air Filtration System. And to distinguish it from regular room HIPAA systems, regular HIPAA systems remove the particles from the volume of the air in the room. But the problem with these other HIPAA systems is that there's recontamination. And so that while they remove the buoyant floating particles in the air, say of pets, they do not remove the particles that have fallen to the surface when the patient is the bedding. And as the patient sleeps on the pillow, they become exposed to this recontaminated allergen, which is not removed by the general room HIPAA system. So to distinguish it, the Pure Zone system attaches to the bed of the patient, and it uses the patient's own pillows or whatever they prefer. And what it does is it takes air, room air, from the side of the bed and passes it through a HEPA filter right adjacent to the bed and eliminates 99.97% of the allergen contaminants around the pillow zone.
Mm-hmm.
And this filtered air right at the bedside passes through the pillowcase and creates a zone of allergen-free air, hence the pure name Pure Zone, around the patient's head as they're sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, of course, natural. There is no medication. It's drug-free. And as I said, to distinguish it from other HEPA air filters, it removes the particles in the personal airspace of the person sleeping directly above the 6 or 8 inches above the pillow. And we conducted a clinical research trial in the Clinical Research Institute of Minneapolis and confirmed that there was, in fact, significant particle reduction, as I mentioned, 99.9% efficiency of particle removal of these problematic allergens. And we also confirmed that patients' discomfort, the symptoms I mentioned, sneezing, sniffling, itching, stuffy nose, were reduced during the time that they slept and upon awakening in the morning, and their quality of life, which is normally impacted very significantly during the night, was much improved.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to improve quality of life and reduce the misery index by using this Pure Zone system.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it a shame we can't carry that around with us?
Well, you should speak to the manufacturers. They are contemplating devices that you wear on your shoulder and keeps a zone of air around your face reduced, but that's for the future.
Yeah, that's great, though. Can you tell us where the listeners could purchase this system?
Sure. If they visit the website at www.purezone.com, they will be able to see a demonstration of the device and get further details. So that's www.purezone.com, and Pure Zone is spelled P-U-R-E-Z-O-N-E, Pure Zone.
Mm-hmm. Do you have other services that you would like to mention?
Well, no other products. We offer education, and we recommend evaluation of patients to identify what their problematic allergen is so that they can appropriately avoid it, as we've been addressing. And that's what I do most of my time.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have another website for where you practice?
Sure. My website is at Allergy and Asthma Specialists in Minneapolis, and my name is Alan Stillerman. And if people would look that up, the practice name is Allergy and Asthma Specialists, PA, and it's in Minneapolis, also in Plymouth, and in Maple Grove of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And if they look up that allergy practice, they'll get to our website, which is a long website, and I won't include that name now.
Okay. Now, is there anything else you would like to say, Alan, about allergies or asthma?
Well, it's very important to recognize that patients with allergies suffer. It's often been said that allergies are a minimal disease for those people not affected. But for those people affected, it very significantly impacts their quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
So for those people who do not address the problem, it's been shown that it interferes with sleep in over 80% of cases. And as a consequence of a poor night's sleep, patients don't attend work and school properly the next day. And if they do, they don't concentrate well. Even if the patient slept well the night before, if they're suffering from the nasal allergy symptoms during the day, they don't concentrate for those reasons. It interferes with leisure activities. It interferes with social activities. So if somebody goes out on a hot date and they're sneezing and sniffling and they've got a stuffy nose, they may be socially awkward.
Mm-hmm.
And we refer to this as the misery index of discomfort. And that misery index was very significantly reduced in patients who underwent the scientific clinical trial of the PureZone device.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, patients with allergies often have what we call comorbid diseases, where they experience complications of the allergies, such as sinusitis, and in children, ear infections, also obstructive sleep apnea, and asthma. And if they go on medications, then they may experience adverse effects of the medications, which can include sedation from antihistamines, irritability from decongestants, and sometimes nosebleeds from nasal applications as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, this has been very interesting. I know it'll be helpful to the listeners, and I appreciate very much your joining me today.
Thank you, Dr. Halvey, for the opportunity.
Thank you, Dr. Stillman.
Okay.
My second guest is Dr. Tara Wong Casio-Larn, who is a certified naturopathic physician with additional certifications in acupuncture and integrative medicine. He received the baccalaureate degree with honors in biochemistry from Arizona State University and his doctorate in naturopathic medicine and master's in acupuncture in 2005 from Baxter University in Seattle, Washington. He is a member of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. Currently, he is on the staff of the Nova Medical and Urgent Care Center at www.novamedicalgroup.com. This practice is in Virginia. Prior to working at Nova, Tara Wong served as a naturopathic resident at the University of Bridgeport College of Naturopathic Medicine in Connecticut, at the Yale Preventive Research Center, and the Integrative Medical Center at Griffin Hospital, a teaching facility affiliated with Yale University. He continues to integrate conventional and naturopathic medicine for acute and chronic illnesses and provides frequent talks about health promotion and natural treatment to the general public at the Integrative Medical Center. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dr. Can.
Thank you for having me.
And I look forward to hearing ways to deal with allergies in a natural way. Now, what are some symptoms of seasonal allergies?
Well, the main symptoms are sneezing, itchy eyes and nose, runny nose, watery eyes, some coughing, and some people have dark circles under the eyes. So these are the main symptoms that we see for the seasonal allergies.
Mm-hmm. And how are they diagnosed?
Well, if you haven't been formally diagnosed with seasonal allergies, and if you think you have it, you know, if you have those kind of symptoms, especially like itchy eyes and nose and coughing and watery eyes and all those symptoms that I talked about earlier,
mm-hmm.
if you have those symptoms, you should see your doctor, and your doctor may refer you to an allergist,
mm-hmm.
which can do further tests. But there are some other tests, like there's a skin test that is commonly used by an allergist,
mm-hmm.
and these are basically skin testing, and there's a one that's really commonly used. It's called the skin prick test.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can be useful. You know, it's not 100%
mm-hmm.
like the true, because
mm-hmm.
Sometimes it can give you the false positive as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's no test right now that is really 100%. So there's probably 70% accurate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's also a blood test that you can check also. And these are called the radioallergosorbent test or RASP
mm-hmm.
test.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. There's also another test called enzyme link immunosorbent assay, or ELISA test.
Mm-hmm.
So this can be helpful as well, the basically checking for the antibodies against the allergens.
Mm-hmm. Someone suggested that I interviewed yesterday that you can watch the pollen count, and when you have more symptoms, figure out for yourself which ones you're allergic to. I thought that was an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And that's definitely true, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Without any test, you know, you can probably use that as a, you know, as a test.
Mm-hmm.
And usually in the spring, people usually tend to, if you have symptoms, usually you're probably allergic to tree pollens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in the summer, usually grass or wheat pollens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And in the winter, probably, from March to November, usually the mold
mm-hmm.
or fungus spores, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, certainly you can use that as a test.
Dr. Khan, what would be some home remedies for seasonal allergies?
Well, one of the main tools I use for patients for the home remedy is the neti pot, using a neti pot.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know what it is, it's basically, well, it's originated in India. And it's basically, like you can buy this, you know, over the health food store as well.
Mm-hmm.
It can be made by clay or glass or plastic or sometimes metal. And basically, it's a pot that you can mix warm water and non-iodine salts, and then you can basically rinse that through your nostrils,
mm-hmm.
and that can help to clean out the you know, the debris and the excess mucus in your sinus,
mm-hmm.
and basically keeping it nice and clear,
mm-hmm.
and that can really reduce the allergy symptoms. And you have to be diligent, though, with this treatment. You know, if you have pretty severe symptoms, I recommend do it twice a day, like in the morning at night before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that you can do is the, you know, you can buy like a stinging nettle tea
mm-hmm.
from a health food store. And you can, these leaves are rich in nutrients that have the anti-inflammatory properties
mm-hmm.
that can help with the allergies. And you can use roots or leaves from this plant.
Mm-hmm.
And this can also help with the joint pain, too, for some people, and also help with the prostate problems if you have some.
Right, right. Yeah, I use it for prostate.
Yeah, so the nettles is, usually in the formula of the prostate formula.
Mm-hmm.
And, you can drink like 1 to 2 cups per day. Sometimes you can buy it like a freeze-dried stinging nettle leaves that in a capsule form.
Mm-hmm.
You can also use that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And at home, you can, I mean, there's some preventative measures, like, you know, try not to use perfumes or any scented bathroom products
mm-hmm.
that can irritate your sinus.
Oh.
And make sure you, you know, when the pollen count is high, just try to keep your doors and windows closed
mm-hmm.
and regularly changing your air filters and, you know, try to stay indoor when the pollen count is high and definitely vacuum your home regularly
mm-hmm.
and wear a mask if you can.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get the hardwood floor, especially in the bedroom, that's probably the best thing.
But, mm-hmm.
you know. So these are some advices I would give,
mm-hmm.
you know, for home remedies.
Mm-hmm. Then what would be some nutritional supplements that would be useful for allergies?
Yeah, the main ones that I usually use for my patients is a combination of some nutrients, especially vitamin C. Vitamin C can stabilize the cell membrane of the mast cells. The mast cells contain the histamines. So the when you have allergic reactions, basically the cell membrane can break and the histamine can be released from the mast cells, causing allergy symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
So this can be really helpful, the vitamin C. And you can take like 1 to 2 grams per day, and you can take more than that, you know, up to like maybe 5 or 6 grams. And the only side effects from that, basically, you might get a diarrhea. And basically that's the, you know, kind of tell you that that's your maximum dose
mm-hmm.
that you can take. Another caution I would give for the vitamin C, taking vitamin C, is the if you have the iron overload, definitely don't take this, because it can increase your absorption of iron.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And also if you are, you know, kidney stone formers, I don't recommend that either. So,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And another one is the bioflavonoids. And if you don't know what it is, it's basically a class of water-soluble plant pigments that, you know, bring color to many fruits and vegetables. And these bioflavonoids compounds, they have anti-inflammatory and antihistamine properties.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have antiviral, too, property as well. But the typical dosage for the bioflavonoids, which is usually from citrus, is the 600 to 1200 milligrams per day.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the main bioflavonoids that I usually use is a quercetin, which is a bright yellow compound.
Mm-hmm.
Has the pretty strong anti-allergy, anti-inflammatory properties. And it's been shown in research to block the histamine, which can produce the allergy symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
The richest source for that, for quercetin, is actually onion. So if you like onions, so I would recommend it. But it's usually on the skin part of it.
Oh.
It's also found in other foods as well, like apples and berries, broccoli, and some nuts and seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing that I would recommend for supplement and for everybody is the omega-3 fatty acids,
mm-hmm.
you know, fish oil.
Mm-hmm.
This, you know, has the anti-inflammatory property and, you know, that can certainly help with the inflammation from swelling and things like that. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Then, Dr. Kan, are there some dietary modifications that will help with seasonal allergies?
Well, the you know, if you might want to check to see if you have the food sensitivities or allergies, if
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
if you suspect, you can do an allergy test like the blood test, but that's not 100% accurate. The gold standard for the
the blood
allergy,
test isn't? The blood test isn't?
No, the blood test can give you some ideas, can give you a guideline.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't give you 100% accurate. It,
mm-hmm.
it can give you guidelines because sometimes you may react, sometimes you may be positive to some food, but it may not be, you know, when you eat them, you might not have any symptoms at all.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So, it can give you some guidelines, which sometimes I use the blood test to kind of identify food allergies.
Mm-hmm.
But the gold standard is the elimination diet,
mm-hmm.
you know, in which you eliminate potential food allergens for about 4 weeks,
mm-hmm.
and we introduce them one by one,
mm-hmm.
and to see if there's any symptoms change, like throat congestion and mucus production and runny nose and itchy and skin or eyes or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the common food allergens are eggs, shellfish and peanuts and milk, cow's milk mainly. Chocolate, wheat, and soy. And another food group that I, you know, highly recommend is the omega-3, you know, foods that are high in omega-3 fatty acids.
Mm-hmm.
And these are basically cold water fish, like wild salmon, mackerel, herring. From plants, you can eat walnuts and flax seeds and pumpkin seeds. You know, these can also help as well.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, you know, minimize the food that can cause inflammation. In general, I would recommend people avoid, like, red meats, which have high amounts of the arachidonic acid,
mm-hmm.
which is pro-inflammatory. And try to stay away from sugary foods and food colorings and preservatives and additives, because this can cause allergic reactions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, try to keep your, you know, diet healthy and clean.
Mm-hmm.
As much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, I guess I do okay then, because I do many of the things that you have mentioned.
Oh, great. Well,
I don't eat sugar. I eat, I eat limited seafood and fish because of the mercury.
Right, right.
But
right.
I take omega-3s. I take,
mm-hmm.
as I say, I don't eat sugar. I don't eat beef. And
so
I stay healthy.
You're very healthy.
Because at 78, I have no chronic illnesses. So
great.
Do okay. Then, is there anything else you would like to say about allergies or asthma or anything in that area before we look at your services and how people can reach you?
Yeah. Well, you know, with the seasonal allergies and things like that, it can definitely trigger the asthma. So you got to be very careful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I think it's best to see your doctor and then trying to identify what kind of allergens you may be
mm-hmm.
you know react to.
Mm-hmm.
So I and then they can do some tests, like I said. You know, those tests can be helpful, but they're not like 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But they can be useful.
Well, the other thing that often happens to people I know, at least, that have allergies, they often end up with sinus problems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sinus infections and things like that.
My sister, I talked with her last night, and she said that now they have her take a nasal spray before allergy season, and so she doesn't have the sinus problems anymore.
Mm. Yeah, and there are also some homeopathic remedies
mm-hmm.
that you can take, especially the homeopathic spray
mm-hmm.
that you can use, and sometimes that can be really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And you can buy that over the counter as well, like at a health food store.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they sell that, and sometimes they really work.
Great, because I prefer the homeopathic thing.
Right.
I don't like to take a lot of drugs.
Because sometimes steroid definitely works, but it can definitely give you some side effects.
Right, and then you've got to take something else for the side effects.
Right.
So,
right.
Well then, Dr. Can, would you like to tell us about services and products you have and how the listeners can reach you?
Yeah, we have, a naturopathic consultation and acupuncture treatment
mm-hmm.
for allergies and for some other conditions as well. And we basically, I practice at Nova Medical Group in Ashburn, Virginia. And, you know, you can call the front desk to get a free consultation with me. And to see, you know, to go over the, you know, what kind of things I do and if I can help the patient. So the number is 703-554-1100.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main number that you can call and book the appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I practice. And
is there a website?
Yeah, the website is the www.novamedgroup.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find a lot of services that we offer here at Nova Medical Group. It's an integrative practice. We have a primary care physician here. We have the medical spa, and we have the dispensary, natural dispensary here as well,
mm-hmm.
like all the products and, you know, something for allergies, something for a lot of conditions that we treat here.
Mm-hmm.
And we have those products available at the medical spa, and we even have the dermatology department and a dietitian. We also have a dietitian on site here as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of services available in one location here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, great. I appreciate this very much, Dr. Can, and I've enjoyed talking with you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. The third guest is Mr. Daniel Chapman, who's founder and CEO of Red Remedies, with origins dating back to 1961, when his family opened their first Sunrise Health Food Store in Roslyn, Illinois. Red Remedies has evolved as a leading natural health supplement provider and an advocate for a holistic approach to wellness. Today, they have 6 retail outlets and a nationwide distribution. Red Remedy is a sponsor of the nonprofit American Botanical Council and is distributed to independent health food stores nationwide. Recently, Red Remedies, a leading all-natural health supplement and aromatherapy products provider, earned the Best of Expo 2010 Gold Award in the vitamin supplement category at the National Products Expo West trade show in Anaheim, California, for their adult sinus support and seasonal sinus support aerotherapy inhaler. More information is available at www.redremedies.com. I welcome you to the Holistic Health Show, Dan, and I look forward to hearing about natural ways to deal with allergies. Now first, why do so many people suffer from allergies?
Well, we've had allergy problems since time began, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems today that there's more people that have allergies today than ever before. And it seems to me that we used to call allergies seasonal issues,
mm-hmm.
and I'm finding that they're not so seasonal anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like everywhere I go, allergy season is almost year-round.
Right.
You know, so I think about that and wonder, well, what could possibly be the causes for having an allergy season almost year-round today? And I think there's a number of different factors involved in that, and I think one of the main factors is chemicals in the world that cause stress on our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
When our bodies are stressed and the immune system isn't able to function 100%, we experience the symptoms of allergies more significantly than we would if our immune system was functioning at 100%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you think then that there's a lot more to allergies than just popping a pill?
I do. I think there is a lot more to that. And I think it's important to know, you know, what we're allergic to, because people can, of course, be allergic to molds or pollens and grasses and, you know, pets and so forth, different foods. And that's important to know what we're allergic to, but it's also important to not ignore how we treat our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because how we treat our bodies, meaning the foods that we eat, and for that matter, the chemicals that we allow our bodies to come in contact with in our body care departments, right, in our bathrooms at home, in our cleaning supplies, those are all stressors that we put on our bodies. So mm-hmm. if we use body care items and cleaning supplies that are more chemical in their base as opposed to natural in their base, believe it or not, it causes stress on our bodies. And we don't think about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it absolutely makes an impact on the way that we feel.
Mm-hmm. In my last book I wrote, it was called Healthy Holistic Aging, and I used a holistic approach. And it sounds like that you need to have a holistic approach in terms of allergy interventions also, because you need to deal with the environment, you need to deal with, I would assume, sleep, proper diet, so you're dealing with a lot of things having to do with the individual. I don't know, well, a lot of conditions have a support component, so that relationships are important. I'm not sure that that's so with allergies, it could be, but I know that for a lot of things, you really need a holistic approach, and never forgetting the mental and the spiritual aspects. I think that sometimes by staying positive, you have some influence on a lot of conditions. I don't know, again, if that would affect allergies or not, but I think you need a holistic approach to dealing with your allergy problems. Is that correct?
I think it's absolutely correct, and I don't think we should underestimate our attitudes, right?
Mm-hmm.
The way that we look at things and the way that we feel, our outlook on life, the mm-hmm. way that we think about others, you know, we may not give that a lot of credit, but if we're happy people, our bodies are going to function better
mm-hmm.
because that's actually good for the immune system, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we know, according to research, even if we needed research to prove this for us, that laughing and smiling is healthy for us.
Mm-hmm.
And the reverse side of that, being angry and spiteful is not healthy for us, and it absolutely affects our immune system. And again, you know, we like to be kind of specialists in this world. And if we're talking about sinuses, of course, we want to focus on, you know, our sinus cavities in our head or our chest and the way that we feel. And that's important. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not suggesting that we don't pay attention to that. We absolutely ought to. And nutritionally, there's some wonderful things that we can do to help dry up the runny nose or, you know,
mm-hmm.
break up congestion
mm-hmm.
in the chest and reduce inflammation and deal with those symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's all we ever did, that person is going to be dealing with those symptoms year-round
mm-hmm.
because they have other problems going on in their life, and they need to recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it's so important to help the person, first of all, feel better, because I fully recognize, I've been there myself, when
mm-hmm.
you have a sinus infection or when you have, you know, just an inflamed head or a sinus headache or a runny nose, you're so exhausted from that, you can't possibly worry about anything else other than what I'm dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to help that person get rid of those symptoms, if you will, so they can feel better. But I believe it's important that when we start to feel better, that's when it's important to encourage that person to go a little bit deeper
mm-hmm.
and find out, is there something else in my life or my lifestyle or my body that if I changed would reduce the likelihood of me getting these symptoms back?
Mm-hmm.
And that's important to pay attention to that as well. Our product, Adult Sinus Support or Children's Sinus Support, focuses on three areas of the body.
Mm-hmm.
The respiratory system, which is really those symptoms that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
It also focuses on the immune system to help bring it to balance. And it focuses on digestion to bring balance there as well.
Oh.
And again, with the approach of let's get you feeling better, let's bring balance into their life, let's go to part of the cause of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I still encourage individuals, pay attention to the food that you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to the cleaning supplies in your home or the shampoo or the hairspray or whatever it is that you're using in your bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And pay attention to digestion.
Mm-hmm.
Digestion plays a huge role in how our immune system is going to function.
Right.
And it's our immune mm-hmm. system that's going to address the allergies.
Now, Dan, do you have any problems with people looking at the chemicals in their environment and looking at the food, et cetera, because most people want to just take a pill?
You know, that certainly is our approach, and I can understand, because to dive into, for somebody who doesn't,
mm-hmm.
hasn't done this before,
mm-hmm.
to decide to look at my cleaning supplies or the things that I use in my bathroom again can be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge change, and I understand that, and people are busy. But, you know, what we need to do is just look at it one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so instead of looking at the whole picture, let's just look at one thing,
mm-hmm.
whether that be shampoo and conditioner or whether that be, you know, what I clean my counters with.
Mm-hmm.
Just one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had a goal of every week or even every 2 weeks looking at one thing, then it's not so bad.
Right, right. From my years in public health nursing, I know how difficult it is to get people to change and to look at some of these things. Even if you went over an instrument with them and you went down item by item by item, as far as chemicals, as far as diet, as far as exercise, as far as all of the things that are healthy, it still was very difficult to get people to make changes in their life. So I think that all we can do is just keep trying, and it sounds like you're doing a good job of that.
Well, we all have to work hard at it and encourage people. I grew up in a home where my mom, not necessarily by choice, but almost out of
mm-hmm.
necessity, my mom
mm-hmm.
was very sick when she was young, and she found out that when she ate foods that weren't sprayed with chemicals and pesticides, that she felt different,
mm-hmm.
that she felt better. And that wasn't common sense to her. And I'm talking about the 1950s.
Mm-hmm, right.
So when I grew up in a home where my mom fed me organic foods,
mm-hmm.
natural foods. I didn't grow up on processed foods. My mom cooked. So a lot of this is normal to me.
Right.
And I recognize for most people, it's not normal.
Right.
And there's a lot of work involved in that. And that's why I think it's important just to do one little thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if we're looking at our food, I'd like to tell people, you know, let's not worry so much about the things we're doing wrong. Let's just add a thing or two that's right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so let's start there. Let's start our day with a big glass of water instead of a cup of coffee. And I won't tell you, it's not that I don't want you to drink the coffee. I just want you to start with a glass of water.
Mm-hmm. Your background was similar to mine in that I grew up on organic foods, and I was interviewed a year or so ago, and they asked me why I ate organic foods back in the 40s. And I said, because we were poor and because there were no pesticides and growth hormones and all of these things. We grew our own fruit and vegetables. We had, I think they used manure maybe for fertilizer. I can't remember.
Sure.
But there were none of the horrible chemicals in the environment that there is now. And so it was just what everyone did. I think I got a good start in life, and I've developed some of the same lifestyle that you have that has kept me healthy all of these years. Now, are there other things that you do differently to help people with their allergies, or could you talk about some of your products that you have?
Yes, what we do with, like I said, we have two sinus or allergy products called Adult Sinus Support and Children's Sinus Support. And then we do have products that are focused specifically on the lungs called lung care as well.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody has problems specific to the lungs, then we would talk about that product. But today's topic is really more about adult or children's sinus support. And again, what we're going to do there is to help bring balance to the body, because I do recognize absolutely that for many people, most people actually, we do need to not only make some changes in lifestyle, but we need to add some wonderful herbs that are found in this world that are amazing in their abilities to bring our bodies back to balance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it's about. These products are age-specific, so again, an adult product or a children's product, which is safe for as young as 2 years old. And both of those products are going to address those symptoms like we talked about in the respiratory tract.
Mm-hmm.
They're also going to bring balance to the immune system, because in an allergic response, it's the immune system that's overreacting to an allergy. So we're not going to suppress the immune system. We're just going to bring it back down to balance so it doesn't overreact to an allergen, because essentially that's what's happening during an allergic response. It's overreacting, causing itchy, watery eyes and inflammation and mucus, and we need the immune system just to come back down to a normal or an appropriate response to that allergen.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third area of the body is digestion. And what we want to do here, and we don't normally associate digestion to the sinus cavities, but it's absolutely related. And that's because the part of the immune system that produces your histamines, and I think we're all familiar with histamines, it's the histamines that produce the inflammation and mucus and so forth. These histamines are produced by mast cells. These mast cells are located not only in the sinus cavities, but also in the small intestine. So that's part of the reason it's very important to bring balance in digestion, which essentially takes stress off of the immune system,
mm-hmm.
allowing it to better respond appropriately.
Mm-hmm. Then, Dan, could you tell us a little bit about your company? Because I think it's been around for a long time. I think that's very interesting.
Certainly. There's a couple of things that I do. This company is Red Remedies. Red Remedies is a manufacturer of condition-specific, mostly supplements. And again, today, these are targeted towards sinus issues. We have products that are targeted towards the lungs and product for neuropathy and gout, muscle spasms and muscle cramps. We have a stimulant-free energy formula that's just designed to help the body to function well. We have a product for sleep, a product for focus and clarity and concentration and anxiety. So just some of the areas that we address.
Mm-hmm.
Red Remedies is designed to produce supplements that are going to bring balance not only to the symptoms somebody is experiencing, but to bring balance to the core problem so we can truly help people long term.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really what my family has been doing, well, more than my whole life. My mom and dad started a health food store in the Chicago area in 1961. My family still operates two stores in the South Chicago area today. And so I've been helping people my whole life with the health problems that they have,
mm-hmm.
and Red Remedies is just an extension of that.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us information on how the listeners can reach you?
Certainly. Red Remedies, you can find us on the website at redremedies.com. Red is R-E-D-D, remedies.com. Red is a word, if you're wondering, from the early 1800s that means to put in order, and I believe that's what we do at Red Remedies, or actually in the health food industry as a whole, is help people put their lives back in order as it relates to health.
Mm-hmm.
So Red, R-E-D-D, remedies.com, or you can call us at 888-453-5058.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you would like to add then, Dan?
Well, not necessarily specifically, other than I encourage people to don't be overwhelmed with whatever it is you're dealing with today, but to look at it one piece at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But don't forget that it's not just an area of the body, that our body is connected.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to look at a whole body approach in that.
Right.
But don't let yourself be overwhelmed. Be encouraged and know that there's an answer and a solution for you. And if you're not feeling good today, know that you can feel good.
Mm-hmm.
So don't give up.
Great. Good. Well, I appreciate this, Dan, and I hope I'll be talking with you again. I've got more topics coming up, and so we'll hit some more of yours, I hope.
Thank you for having me today.
Thank you, Dan.
Bye now.
Bye. I thank you for joining me for this program on seasonal allergies. In the time left, I would like to talk with you about my website and also another allergy resource that may be of value to you. My website is www.holistichealthshow.com. And the day after each show, I place the show on the blog of my website. After each month, it is placed in the archives on my blog, so you can always find old shows there. In addition, each Wednesday, I place the latest research for the topic of the series being discussed on my website. For example, now it is seasonal allergies. Then every Friday, I place the latest research on cancer on my blog. I also have some ebooks for sale and one CD finished that will be available when I get my webmaster to place it on the site. It is on smoking cessation. Another CD is recorded and will be there when published. It is on a holistic approach to stress reduction and sleep. In addition, my book, Healthy Holistic Aging, is available there and forms the framework for this show. It uses a holistic approach to staying well. My goal of this book is for you to live to age 78 like me and be active and free of chronic illnesses and prescribed medications. Being free of pain and chronic illnesses is important to me so I can enjoy my later years, and I'm sure it is for you also. I also have a link to Dr. Bianca Garrilli's Allergy Elimination Diet. Dr. Garrilli is a naturopathic physician who uses the Allergy Elimination Diet successfully to treat a variety of conditions, including ADHD, anxiety, arrhythmia, asthma, autoimmune diseases, brain fog, chronic congestion and earache, fatigue, gastrointestinal conditions, gastroesophageal reflux disease, headache, hormonal-related imbalances, insomnia, joint pain, and a variety of other conditions. This diet has been used by naturopathic doctors for decades, and in a great number of cases, you'll find that by discovering and then eliminating the food sensitivities from your diet, you will improve your overall health, reduce your chronic health symptoms, and feel amazingly better. Find out more by going to www.allergyelimination.com or click on the link on my blog. I am Dr. Carl O'Helvey, your host, wishing you a good week, and I look forward to seeing you again in 2 weeks.